Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we have been done wrong. And there's so much going on in the chaos in the world. And it is time for America, for Christian Americans, to stand up and do the right thing. But first, you must always pray. So let's do that today. Be sure to always pray and give glory to the Lord for who He is and praise Him. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you in praise and adoration. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. And Father, we are living in such troubling times. Conflicts are raging, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes. Evil for good and good is evil. Because of our apathy, Father, your children, because of our selfishness, because of our sin, the world is in complete and utter chaos. Oh, if only your children would do what is right. We are in an unsustainable state, Abba Father. Must we be humbled by the violence and the evil? Are we incapable of rising up and saying, no more? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My community will serve the Lord. My county will serve the Lord. My state will serve the Lord God Almighty. And my nation will be humble before the Lord God. Oh, that your people, oh, that I, your daughter, could be so brave and so bold. You have told us. From John 14, verse 6, you have told us that Jesus said to us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You are the truth. You are the way. You are life. May we be your beacon, O God, of light. May we recognize the truth and expose the lies. May we walk your way. The path less chosen is the path of righteousness. Because of this ignorance or the evil of our leadership here right now, many in Afghanistan are suffering and panicking, chasing planes down runways and falling from them. Haiti is now in shambles from an earthquake. Many are fighting fears of COVID and across this globe. I pray, Father, for all of these, for all of us. Only you, O God, will bring peace and healing. Your people need to be showered with your boldness and your courage. Discernment, O God, give us discernment. Give us eyes that see and ears that hear, hearts that love and feet that will rush to do your will. May we experience your greatness, Father. May this nation, your remnant, rise up and bring America home to you. For it is such a time as this, I pray. Earnestly, O God, Abba Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The headlines today. Death toll of Haiti earthquake soars to 1,297 so far as the tropical depression Grace approaches. Another majestic lion, another Cecil, they say, has been killed by an American hunter in Zimbabwe. And, of course, the same people who will rise up in horror against this will, which I will not defend. But these same people are the ones who will advocate and promote the murder of the unborn child and the just-born child. They will remain silent regarding the slaughtering of the Afghanistans and the Cubans. Life means nothing to them. Be not deceived by their tears and rhetoric over a majestic lion. The U.S. Embassy says Kabul airport under the Taliban fire. Tells Americans to shelter in place. Panic at the airport. Well, the White House press secretary announced she's going to take a vacation. Jen Psaki's taking a vacation. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. When conditions become difficult, people with strong character become more determined. Those who refuse responsibility of their own actions will hide, such as Joe Biden, who has taken his lead from Obama. You know, vacation, vacation, vacation. Hide, speak arrogance and lies, and then hide. Then deny your responsibility, his press secretary, Jen Psaki. She's on a vacay, too. Cackling Kabbalah Kamala is nowhere to be found. She's missing in action, as usual. Where are you, America? Our nation is now unsustainable. How long can it last? It should be obvious to you now that it doesn't matter whether the Republican Party is in the minority or the majority. They are not going to represent we the people. As Mark Levin reported, Mitch McConnell is the minority leader of the minority. I am constantly receiving texts and emails to give money to the Republican Party. I will not give money to the Republican Party. While there are a few in that party trying to bring sense back into our governing, you can give directly to their campaigns. You don't have to give through the Republican Party. It is not the majority, not the leader. They chose Mitch McConnell. They are not leading the conservatives of America. They are not leading the republic. They have continually legislated away liberty. Thomas Jefferson warned us, the tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared and will continue to be so for many years. They have legislated us into slavery. You cannot have a $6 trillion debt and think you're not enslaved. He also told us when once a republic is corrupted, and it is corrupt, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. So get these folks out. Mitch McConnell needs to go. He is not representing the people. He is not representing the Constitution or the Republic. He is not. And neither is Liz Cheney or those other that went along with this unsustainable, ridiculous, pretend infrastructure. You need to understand, people. I beg you to understand that there is no climate change threat. But there is a legislative change threat. Because they are changing this nation legislatively. They have turned us into a socialistic nation, not a republic. Jefferson Davis spoke, governments rest on the consent of the governed. That's the way it's supposed to be. And that is the right of the people to alter or abolish them at will whenever they become destructive of the ends for which they were established. Jonathan Swift said, for in reason, all government without the consent of the governed is the very definition of slavery. Trillions and trillions of dollars in debt is unsustainable. The chaos that's going across this nation, the murders, the abortions, the arguments, the division. People don't even know what gender they are. It's a sign of a people that are lost. Completely and totally lost. I have number 8 of The Voice of the Patriot. It is titled, Unsustainable. How long can it last? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the people with stars and stripes, our American Eagle and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, this is number 8, A Voice of the Patriot. As far as I know, I'm the only radio host that is sharing these with you. They come to me unanimously. I don't know who's writing them. They come from different places. And he remains, or she remains, and wants to remain anonymous. I'll get it straight here in a minute. Number 1 was loss of the republic. Number 2 was restore the republic. Number 3 was restore faith in God. 4, restore competency of the press. 5 was restore logical thinking, and also had an addendum with it. Number 6, restore morality. Number 7, remedy white rage. Number 8 is unsustainable. How long can it last? Liberty is always in the hands of the people, my friends. I'm going to share these with you. But that is not enough. You must ask for them. I will send them to you. You can make copies and send them. He asks you, or she asks you, to send them to at least one person. Five people. Even if you just did one, that's something. Five people. And now, since number 6, I do believe, he has requested that you send them to legislators, to other media outlets. Let's get started. Observers of reality see the present condition of America is unsustainable. Some Americans know all things unsustainable will end. That is why they worry about the future. Other Americans, the current administration comes to mind, believe that unsustainable practices can be extended forever. America is depending on multiple unsustainable practices that will end. Some examples are unrestrained spending. The $1.1 trillion deceptively named infrastructure bill is one of several multi-trillion dollar spending bills this year. Irresponsible expenditure of resources. It will end. Hatred of American history, culture, traditions, and founding principles. People who hate themselves are self-destructive. Self-destructive nations will end. Lying. Business, government, and internet, mainstream media. Lying is universal. Americans have lost trust in their institutions. They've lost trust. The lost trust derails societal function. A society lacking trust will end. Accusation justice is American reality. Derek Chauvin rots in prison because the charges are so serious. A nation that prosecutes one man in political accusations will imprison you on political accusations. They do it to him, they'll do it to you. A nation that imprisons for political reasons will find freedom will end. Note, he says, so-called hate crimes are political charges. I've thought that all my life. Why do they call it a hate crime? When you murder somebody, even if it's a passion, a crime of passion, it's still hate. Unrestricted voting. Dictators rise to permanent rule by manipulating elections. The manipulation of the 2020 election is openly defended by the ruling party and by mainstream media. Freedom relies on honest, orderly, intelligent, controlled voting. Free-for-all voting invites manipulation and provokes rage among honest people. In a nation allowing uncontrolled voting, freedom will end. Corruption of education. Students are unable to read fluently, write a legal signature, count change, read a ruler, work with fractions, speak standard English, understand simple science, and importantly, they do not understand American government. They do not understand the possible commitment of multiple trillions dollars in debt. Unskilled, ignorant people are easily controlled by deceivers, manipulators, and betrayers. A nation populated by such will end. Green energy requires complex equipment manufactured in energy-intensive facilities. Recharging electric cars requires heavy amperage, loads from a grid that is already at risk. Green energy is luxury for people who do not understand the definition or the cost of use of a watt-hour of electricity. An economy reliant on so-called green energy will end. Non-enforcement of laws, such as the laws against marijuana and illegal border crossing, destroying respect for law. The 14th Amendment requires by law equal enforcement of laws. In a lawless nation, peace, prosperity, and security will end. We can see that. Can you not see that? Now, you may not agree everything he says here, but you can see that we no longer have security and we will end. You can't sustain this. It is unsustainable. He goes on, American manufacturing has been forced overseas by the combined energies of Marxists, liberals, the EPA, OSHA, and school-age demonstrators. A society that cripples its own economy will end. Americans hate slavery. At the same time, Americans of all races buy billions of dollars of cheap products by China, which is slave labor. An escaped Chinese laborer broke down in tears when he saw half-price plastic flowers on a discount shelf. They were made from the camp in which he had been beaten and starved for working too slowly. A hypocritical nation will end. If you think by buying, and this is coming from me, if you think by buying these things that you're helping the slaves, you're wrong. You're enabling the masters of the slaves. Space and time disallow detailing all the measures that will end American life. The nation is dominated by unsustainable practices, sexual perversions, medicine controlled by politics, circumventing the Constitution, sanctuary cities, recreational drugs, non-productive careers. Think about that when I underlined that. Non-productive careers. Someone was asking last night, what productive? What has this administration done that's productive for America? What in this crazy infrastructure, false infrastructure bill that they just passed is productive? Nothing. Nothing's productive. How is it productive to pay people to sit home and do nothing? It's not, and it's not sustainable. He goes on, discriminating against white males. Advancement of genders and races for political advantage. Perpetual stimulus spending. Enemy nations buying American resources. Defunding the criminalizing of the police. And criminalizing of the police, excuse me. Decriminalizing criminal acts, government control of the economy, and rule by executive orders. An America whose life depends on unsustainable conduct will end. It will be our failures, folks. It's already failing. It'll be the complete downfall. And this is what they want. Be not deceived. These things are not by accident. They are doing them on purpose. The border is open on purpose. You see what's happening in Afghanistan? Do you think we don't have any Taliban coming across our border down there, down south? Why do you think Biden is hiding right now? Why do you think Kabbalah Kamala isn't around? Why did Jen Psaki take a vacation? They don't want to answer for what they are doing. And they are doing it on purpose. And they are not alone. Unsustainable practices end at different moments. They will expire one by one as sustaining resources are depleted, or as the brick wall of reality is encountered. America will not end in a thundering crash. She will ride in an intolerant suffering while false friends plunder her assets. Think about that. Look how great Mitch McConnell's doing, and Liz Cheney, and all those who voted to spend another, well, it's not $1.1 trillion, because this other one's going to be piled up on top of it. So by the time this administration is done, how many trillions of dollars will we be extended into debt? It's unsustainable. It cannot last. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. How long can it last, America? And we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Just on the lighter side, today... celebration is Monday is today's date, national, August 16th, is National Telejoke Day. So Rudy was telling some corny jokes during the commercial. I had given my grandson a card for his birthday over the weekend, and Rudy was there when I gave it to him, and it had a bunch of corn jokes on it, because, you know, he likes corny jokes. So Rudy said they left one off. You want to tell the corn joke, Rudy?
Sure, why not?
Okay, go ahead.
What did daughter corn ask mother corn?
I don't know.
Where's popcorn?
So I will pass that along to my grandson. He will love it. He will love it. It's also National Roller Coaster Day, and I'll tell you what. We are on a roller coaster, but it's unsustainable. You can't stay on a roller coaster forever. Let's get back to this letter. Now, before I do, I want you to write this down. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. I want you to send a self-addressed stamped envelope. If you have not received any of these letters, you might put an extra stamp on it, please. We can probably get them folded up and put in there. But you need to have these letters, and you need to pass them along. America, it's up to you. We cannot trust Mitch McConnell. We cannot trust any of these, not even Kevin McCarthy. They're not representing you. You see that, right? It's time that the governed stood up and said, we will take our country back. We're in danger right now because of the legislation that they have done. We're in danger of falling and collapsing economically, and we are in danger with millions of people crossing the border, and not all of them are looking for jobs, folks. Not all of them are looking for jobs. I had a little trouble sleeping last night after listening to about four different shows when I went back to work last night at 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock I actually started last night. And I got to thinking about this stuff going on in Afghanistan and the Taliban. We weren't attacked on our soil. I don't care if you like President Donald Trump or not. He was strong enough that they didn't think he was going to play their game, which he wasn't. And so they stopped their attacks. Do you believe for 1 minute that they aren't crossing these borders and coming into this nation? Do you believe that? Now, this administration wants to blame Trump. But Trump is not to blame for this. Biden is. Obama is. Jen Psaki is, because she's the carrier of the lies. Cackling Kabbalah Kamala is so incapable that she has to hide every time there's a problem. They want her to be the next president. They're working on trying to steal another election. They're working on it. And if they bring this country into complete chaos and war in our land, what do you think will happen? I was enough concerned about it last night that I had a little trouble sleeping. I went to bed early last night, which is unusual for me, and I couldn't get to sleep. First, I thought it was just because I was in the routine of going to bed at midnight instead of 10 o'clock. But I kept waking up thinking, they're on this soil. They are here. Are you ready for it, America? Are you ready? You better start standing up to these politicians. Let's get back to the letter. All this insanity is an offense to our Heavenly Father, who is the essence of sanity and reality. The Holy Bible gives Americans an idea of how He will respond. I shall judge you according to your ways, Ezekiel 7:3. According to their conduct, I shall deal with them, and by their judgments, I shall judge them. And they will know that I am the Lord, Ezekiel 7:27. It's scary when you think of the wrath of God. He is holding back. He has been patient. What are you doing during this time that He's telling you, you better get to work? What are we doing? God is telling Ezekiel and America that His wrath is dispensed according to your ways. What people have forced others to accept, our Heavenly Father will force the same upon them. If they imprison men on false accusations, they will be imprisoned on false accusations. If they practice immorality, they shall be the victim of immorality. If they force others to support their luxuries, they will be forced to support the luxuries of their captors. God is just. He is never wrong. The recent flood of money, which is only numbers on a computer screen, I love that line, has no value. Our Father predicted, famine and plague will consume those in the city, Ezekiel 7:8-15. He's asking you to read Ezekiel. City dwellers exchange money for food. Rapid inflation is the leading indicator of the declining value of money. When the value of free money declines in zero, farmers and merchants will no longer provide food. Famine is the result, God said. They will fling their silver money into the streets, Ezekiel 7:15. That is what Americans will do with their fiat dollars. That will not buy food or medical care or housing. Our Father could prevent such, but America has defied and denied Him. American leaders reject self-restraint and morality. Congress has unanimously declared the Pulse nightclub, a gay sexual hookup bar, a national memorial. President Biden declared the obscene location hallowed ground. Biden earlier lowered the American flag to half-mast in honor of the slain of the massage parlor professionals in Atlanta. The same honor given for the passing of a president. How many murdered Christians have been honored in such a way? This is serious. The highest officials in America, people approved by Americans, have declared by their actions full denial and defiance of the God of heaven. The Democrats deny God. You must understand that. They are godless people leading this nation, and it is looking like it. Our Father always warns his people before he issues his judgment. America has been warned for 50 years. Thousands of hours of conservative Christian warnings have been ignored. So the people will know the source of current disasters. Our Father has foretold the nature of his wrath, death of plague by plague, famine and sword, Ezekiel 6:12 and 7:15 and others, he says. The first stages of the wrath of God are evident in America at this very moment. The plague is Bible's word for unrelenting disease. COVID-19 fits this description, he says. Will God honor man's vaccine? Oh, he might. If man is humble and thankful in its use. What God is witnessing is pride, arrogance, mandates, intimidation, threats, bribes, and force. They are not the methods of God. Expect the plague of COVID to worsen. Famine in early stages is evident here in America by American food lines and shortages. Whether extremes are threatening food, staples such as corn and wheat, drought threatens a California food crop. Expect shortages to make inflation worse and inflation to make shortages worse. The arrogance and the incompetence of this administration is capable of turning shortages into famine. Next, he says, death by sword. Will America be fighting the Taliban on American soil? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I couldn't sleep last night. I had no idea. I didn't receive this letter till this morning. I had no idea. I think God was talking to me. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code radio and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word radio.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com and the promo code is Bethann. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. John O'Leary is coming to Springfield's Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event. As a curious 9-year-old, O'Leary played with fire and gasoline and created a massive explosion, burning 100% of his body. This epic story of survival is one of that embraces life and its importance when the odds are stacked against you. John's emotional storytelling, sharp wit, and authenticity make each of his presentations truly transformational. John has inspired millions from top corporate executives to those overcoming their own suffering. He's authored 2 books, including the number 1 national bestseller, On Fire, The 7 Choices to Ignite a Radically Inspired Life. John supports Vitae's pro-woman approach, which effectively reaches women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. Come see John O'Leary at the Vitae Foundation Springfield Pro-Life event on Friday, August 27th at the White River Conference Center in Springfield, Missouri. Get your tickets at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As I'm reading this letter to you, news is popping up right and left over here on my little computer, which is about to die. If anybody wants to make a nice contribution to this show, we could sure use new computers. We are really suffering. This is coming from Sophia Fisher, CNN reporter of the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. This is your news, America. But they seem friendly at the same time. They were mostly peaceful protests as they were burning buildings and looting businesses, ransacking police precincts. Are you awake, America? Do you realize the lies you are being told? And they think you're stupid enough to believe this. That's the real cursor. They think that you're stupid enough to think they're chanting, death to America, death to America, but they're mostly friendly. They seem to be friendly. They're smiling at the same time they're saying, death to America. Remember the smile on the Joker? As he was killing people, he had this permanent little smile on his face. Death by sword, back to the letter. Death by sword is the biblical term for violent death. Americans are experiencing senseless mass murders, street shootings, grocery store shootings, school shootings, church shootings, highway shootings, riots, and rampaging violent crime. Such things do not happen in a nation that obeys God. The death by sword Americans are experiencing today will multiply as the country continues to defy and deny the God of heaven. Expect ruined cities, brutal government, chaos, and street fighting. Our Heavenly Father promises His will turn away from Our heavenly promises, He will turn away from His wrath if Americans will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. It's that simple, America. 2 Chronicles 7:14. America has demonstrated very little interest in humility, prayer, and repentance. And I was saying, and I'm disappointed, I would have thought I'd have got 50, 100, 200 requests for these letters, if for no other reason but to encourage yourself. Where are you, America? Christian America, this is the time of the wheat and the tares. It's going to be sifted out. Read it, Matthew 13:18-43. My husband likes this scripture. I've heard him many times explain what it means. Tares are poisonous weeds, today known as darnel, lolium, or it gives a thing, I can't read it. Wheat symbolizes workers of God's will. Tares symbolize workers of wickedness. Immature tares are impossible to discern from wheat, even by experienced farmers, until they bear fruit, the seed head. In the Bible, the terms fruit is symbolic for works. Good and evil people are impossible to discern, even by the angels of God, until they demonstrate their works. Your job is to demonstrate good works so the angels can protect you from the wrath of God. And the old saying, if you are arrested and being tried for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? God's people demonstrate opposition to godlessness. The Patriot began this mission by asking readers to make 5 copies of The Voice of the Patriot and remail them. 5 is not enough. America has lost too much too fast. Make as many copies as your time and resources will allow. Distribute them by hand. Mail them. Send copies to every pro-American member of Congress. Precious little time is left before the door closes on American constitutional government forever. Distributing Voice of the Patriot is one means of demonstrating your opposition to the godlessness of the American leadership. Early on, the Patriot discouraged utilizing the interest for the Internet for distributing Voice of the Patriot. The reason is because Internet giants are unfriendly to God and hostile to America. They have the ability to motivation to alter or delete these letters. That said, the Internet provides the means to distribute thousands of letters in times to take to send one by traditional mail. As you believe God directs, God is never wrong. He's saying, do as you believe you can. We are saving them on the computer. I'm retyping them and saving them. And we're going to start posting them. And we may get kicked off. The Patriot's resources are fully extended with the small mailing of this monthly letter. The Patriot asks and receives no financial reward or recognition. Your help in distributing Voice of the Patriot will change the fate of America. Imagine the effect when national leaders receive multiple copies of the message from all corners of the country. Love of God and of godly Americans are the only motives of this letter. Profiting from the fall of America is like selling souvenir crowns of thorns as Jesus shed his last drops of blood. He ends, pray for America. Everything unsustainable will end. Let our Father see you as his ally, the Patriot. Profiting from the fall of America. There are many that are doing that. The Mitch McConnells are profiting. The Nancy Pelosi's are profiting. CNN, Sophie Fisher is profiting. They didn't lose a day's pay as they locked America down. Their children went to private schools. They didn't lose their education. Profiting from the fall of America is not America. They are enslaving you with trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. They are enslaving you, forcing you to wear masks, trying to force you on a vaccine. If you want to take a vaccine, I'm okay. That is your decision. your decision completely. Do your research and take the vaccine if that is what you want. I have family members who did. I have family members who didn't. I love them all the same. It makes no difference to me. But you make sure that you are educated. You make sure that you are walking with God. Because America is falling into this godless abyss. And it is full of evil. There is no light. For there is no God. And there will be no life. Because there is no God. Where are you as an American Christian? This isn't Sunday school. But it just makes sense to turn this nation back home. Back to God. And it's up to you, not Mitch McConnell, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.